the political turmoil gripping Lebanon has found no relief. The country's already fragile political situation deteriorated last week when Hezbollah, the Shiite political party that is backed by a very strong militia, withdrew its 11 ministers from the cabinet, forcing its collapse. Hezbollah is angry that Saad Hariri, son of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, is supporting the work of a UN-backed tribunal for Lebanon, which is investigating his father's 2005 assassination. The Hague-based tribunal's prosecutor handed over a draft indictment on Monday to the pre-trial judge. The indictment was not made public, but it has been widely reported that members of Hezbollah may be implicated in the massive truck bombing that killed Rafik Hariri and 22 other people. Correspondent Margaret Bashir is in Beirut and spoke with us about efforts to rebuild the government. The Turkish and Qatari foreign ministers were in Beirut this week trying to mediate the situation. Where is all that?
Well, they left early on Thursday morning back to their capitals. They didn't really make a huge amount of progress as far as we know. They say there's a working draft of some sort of proposal or agreement floating amongst the parties here in Lebanon, something that perhaps they can mull over. But the two foreign ministers went back to their capitals where they said they were going to await instructions, further instructions from their end. But I think it's very serious, this mediation. No one wants to see an escalation to violence here in Lebanon. But the thing is, you know, interventions like this take time. I don't think a protracted problem, you know, this problem didn't really just start a week ago when the government collapsed. It started back in September when the rumors started about the tribunal possibly indicting members of Hezbollah. And since then, the government has really been in a deadlock between the ruling party of Mr. Hariri and the opposition, which is led by Hezbollah.
It seems there are many factors at play in this Lebanese political crisis.
Yes, there really are. It's not just a Lebanese crisis, really, when you think about it. There are several different elements. There are regional issues at play here. There are foreign players involved, regional players involved. There's other things circling this orbit. For instance, tomorrow in Istanbul, the P5 powers of the Security Council plus Germany and the head of the European Union are going to meet with Iran to discuss their nuclear dossier. So this could impact the talks here because Hezbollah's patron is Iran. So, you know, everything is sort of interconnected in the Middle East, and not necessarily in a good way. And then on the other side, you have Saudi Arabia, which supports Saad Hariri, and the United States and France support him too. So you have all sorts of different influences factoring in here.
Well, Margaret, do you think this is going to take a long time to resolve?
Well, I think it sums it all up in the Middle East when they say, Inshallah Bukra, it means God willing tomorrow. And they sort of say that everywhere in the Middle East. And it means like, you know, well, God willing tomorrow you'll get your visa back or your passport back or we'll solve your problem or the government will be formed. So it just means we don't know. But I think it's going to be some sort of a protracted problem here in Lebanon, and I don't think it will be solved quickly. It could take weeks, if not months.
VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir, usually reporting from UN headquarters in New York, but now speaking with us from the Lebanese capital. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.